then we've got a Spanish waltz. Now, I know we've got three types there, and either one of them hurts, too.
What kind? What are the kind that build maybe your house in a little piece of dirt or something like
that? Yeah, well, that's what you call a mud dauber there.
Mud dauber?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he built his house on a lot of mud. Yeah.
Okay, you ever seen
a dirt dauber? I call it dirt dauber, mud dauber, dirt dauber.
Okay. You ever seen any that got a big paper nest? What are those? Any other types of stuff that stinks?
Let's see. How were they building wood, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
That's the old regular waltz, man. They have a big nest over there. They a very great big nest. And they build up outside on the corner of your house, top or somewhere.
Yeah.
The waltz is there. Sure will. And then you have the red waltz or the black one, either one.
Have you got a yellow jacket here?
Yeah, that yellow jacket, he's terrible too. He'll populate now. Of course, a yellow jacket, I believe they stay more. I don't think they tip more in trees, more the kind of.
Is that a type of wasp or a type of a hornet?
Well, no, that's more of a type of, yellow jacket more type of a hornet like, you know.
You got a hornet? What type hornet?
Well, a hornet is all, well, all of them is on the stinging list, but a hornet is something he's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
And this hornet is pretty dangerous. And we don't have too many of them.
Hornets big, what kind of nest? Big old?
Yeah, great big, yeah, they be out in trees. And I mean, they have great big nets. I mean, if you mess around there with them, one of them you knock it down there when they hit you.
Now, hornet sting you on the hand, you say your hand, my hand, what? It did what? My hand all?
It swelled it up, puffed it up.
Okay, you say my hand swelled up?
Yeah, I mean, don't take long to do it either. It those things are poison.
You got a little kind of insect that gets in your leg, will get in your clothes and bite your leg or something like that, leave a little red welt on there?
Yeah, well, you got several of them. Fleas will get in there.
Okay, what else?
And then we got what you call the, a bed bug.
Bed bug?
Yeah. And
okay.
They're bees, and the fleas.
You got something that you get in the woods? Maybe you'd be walking in the woods and these without socks on, these would get on your legs.
Yeah, and that's called something. Ticks.
Well, something bigger than a tick.
Let's see.
You call it a red, chigger or what?
It's something different. I can't pop the cold. I know kind of what you're speaking of there.
You ever heard of a red bug?
Yeah, I thought I made mention of red bug a while ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, red bug, I'm well acquainted with red bug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Then you got those insects that hop through your garden all the time. What are they?
Crickets.
No, something bigger than a cricket.
Yeah.
Green or brown?
Yeah, let me see. I know what you're talking about. Oh, my God. Yeah, hold on a little bit. It's something. What? Cricket? No, that's a cricket all there.
Yeah.
But it's something else, ain't it?
Grass?
Grasshopper.
Yeah, you ever call them hoppergrass?
Hoppergrass, yeah. Well, that's the proper name, hoppergrass. I used to call them grasshopper, but hoppergrass is popper. You know, but it's, they just hop around, you know.
Good.
Put it pop and fly so far, fall, go down and give
who
it up.
Who calls them hoppergrass?
Yeah. See, you know, them long legs back there, and they kick off and fly a little bit, and then they just fall down.
Who might call them a hoppergrass?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Well, I've always raised up called them the grasshoppers,
uh-huh.
But like a lot of them call them, like you said, I've heard them call them hopper grass, you see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I call them grass. I've taught old way with grasshoppers, I mean. And I've gone out and called